We return for part two of our discussion with our very special guest, the chief photo and video analyst for MUFON, the Mutual UFO Network. We're speaking with Mark D'Antonio.
I got to ask you, Mark, with the advancement of resolution, camera resolution, and the abundance of home cameras and security cameras, has it made your job a little bit easier to bunk or debunk the videos that you receive every day?
Not necessarily, because coupled with that is the fact that AI has come along. Coupled with that is the fact that people in their basements can use Photoshop to make a hoax. Mm-hmm. And the hoaxing is getting better and better and better. Now, I will say this. So far, it hasn't gotten to the point where it can defeat us. Our photo analysis team at MUFON is really a crack team of people. And, you know, we know exactly what we're looking at, and we can figure it out. And we do it by consensus. So there's like six of us or so, and we will examine a photo that comes in, and we will give our opinions, and then we'll reach a consensus. So it's really hard to, I don't want to say pull one over on us, but we've had it happen before. There's a lot of people out there that send these things up that hoax people, and there are telltale signs. There's giveaways. There's things they do that make it obvious that's what they're doing. And, you know, as a guy that's taken every bad picture you could ever take with a camera, and as someone who knows how cameras work and the science of photography and astronomy, it's really, really difficult to look at a photo and not be critical of it. You know, some people just accept what they see. Oh, look, an alien in the picture. Well, actually, no. How do you know that's an alien? What's the lighting? What the conditions? Where was this taken? When? Okay, who took the picture? You know, and then you find out, oh, this person has a history of doing hoaxes. Or, oh, this is a film class. Okay, and they, as part of their project, they made this UFO video, which that actually happened.
Wow.
And it was called the Jerusalem UFO. It was this UFO that came down over the Dome of the Rock in Jerusalem and all of a sudden made a flash and disappeared. It was a film project by a film class.
You've seen him on CNN, the Discovery Channel, the History Channel, the Science Channel. His name is Mark D'Antonio. He's the chief photo and video analyst for the Mutual UFO Network, and he's part of this massive conference coming to WestCon, the Danbury Library, and he's presenting how UFOs travel from there to here. Dave, you had a question?
As a follow-up to what you were just answering, Mark, have you ever encountered something that has actually disturbed you?
You know, we were filming. I was in a show as a cast member of this show called Alien Invasion Hudson Valley. And, you know, I'm going into the science guys, so one of the things we had to do was go into a home that was rumored to be haunted here in Torrington, Connecticut, just north of you guys.
My hometown, okay. Sir.
Yeah, okay, and it was actually pretty interesting because I didn't believe it. I just thought, well, this is probably baloney in my head. And as soon as I said that, I'm walking across the living room floor, and all of a sudden my body is frozen by my feet to the floor. Now, this is an ordinary house. There's a carpet. I know the people who own the house. And I couldn't move. And I started feeling tingling, riding up my legs, going all the way up to my body, up to when it got to my neck. I said, okay. In my head, I said, okay, I believe you. And it went away just like that, and
wow.
I could move again.
This wouldn't happen if you'd been on South Main Street.
Was it Burr Pond? Was it a Burr Pond?
Well, what's funny is the house is near Burr Pond.
Wow.
And I had my first experience at Burr Pond as a child.
Wow, this is wild.
Yeah. It's the Zach and Lou's barbecue, Mark.
Worlds are colliding.
Yeah, and I'm not kidding. I was taken to the pond by the school. It was a school trip. I got off the bus with my little bag lunch. We were going to see a pond that has been undisturbed. So we get there, and I remember getting off the bus, and the next thing I know, I'm getting on the bus, and I still have my bag lunch in my hand. And
wow.
I said, when are we going to the pond? And the kids were just like, we've been there all day, you dummy. And they were like whacking me, you know how kids are. And I got home, and my mother said, why didn't you eat your lunch? And I said, I don't know. And I put it on the counter. I went out to play, and I started having seizures.
Oh.
And I was taken to the hospital. They didn't know what was wrong. It never happened again. Okay? So I lost the entire day. The whole day was gone. We were there as a school. We got there at like 10 o'clock in the morning or whatever, 10:30. We left around 2 o'clock in the afternoon. all that time was missing. To this day, I have no recollection of what happened during that time.
Wow.
And no one remembers seeing me. Yeah, it was just the strangest thing.
We're talking to Mark D'Antonio, the chief photo and video analyst for MUFON. It's killing me because we're pretty much out of time. I would love to have you back. I want to ask about the Rendlesham, I don't know how to pronounce it, Rendlesham Forest incident, which is one of my favorite UFO stories. Robert Bigelow. I got all these questions for you, but we're out of time.
Hey. I'm right nearby.
You're in Terryville. We know where you are.
So. Yeah, we might be bothering you again between now and when the conference starts, okay?
They know where I live.
You can smell me from Terryville. I'm in Torrington.
Hey, Mark, this was fun. I didn't even have to write questions for this one. It's all up in my dome piece. Thanks.
Hey, it's all up in our dome pieces, just like you say, exactly.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you very much,
Great
Mark.
Great to see you guys. Thank you so much.
You too.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Great.
This UFO conference, it's coming to the Danbury Library. There's more information in my article. Just go to the Danbury Library website if you want tickets or information.